Then, after silence, a still, blissful cry began, such as arose from the infinite, when the first whisperings of a strange delight imagined in its deep the joy to seek, the passion to discover and to touch, the enamored laugh which rhymed the chanting words. O beautiful body of the incarnate Word, thy thoughts are mine. I have spoken with thy voice. My will is thine. What thou hast chosen, I choose. All thou hast asked, I give to earth and men. All shall be written out in destiny's book by my trustee of thought and plan and act, the executor of my will. Eternal time. But since thou hast refused my maimless calm and turned from my termless peace, in which is expunged the visage of space and the shape of time is lost, and from happy extinction of thy separate self in my uncompanioned lone eternity. For not for thee the nameless, worldless naught, annihilation of thy living soul, and the end of thought and hope and life and love in the blank, measureless, unknowable. I lay my hands upon thy soul of flame. I lay my hands upon thy heart of love. I yoke thee to my power of work in time. Because thou hast obeyed my timeless will, because thou hast chosen to share earth's struggle and fate, and leaned in pity over earth-bound men, and turned aside to hell, and yearned to save. I bind by thy heart's passion thy heart to mine, and lay my splendid yoke upon thy soul. Now will I do in thee my marvelous works. I will fasten thy nature with my cords of strength. Subdue to my delight thy spirit's limbs, and make thee a vivid knot of all my bliss, and build in thee my proud and crystal home. Thy days shall be my shafts of power and light, thy nights my starry mysteries of joy, and all my clouds lie tangled in thy hair, and all my springtides marry in thy mouth. O sun word, thou shalt raise the earth soul to light and bring down God into the lives of men. Earth shall be my work chamber and my house, my garden of life to plant a seed divine. When all thy work in human time is done, the mind of earth shall be a home of light, the life of earth a tree growing towards heaven, the body of earth a tabernacle of God. Awakened from the mortal's ignorance, men shall be lit with the eternal's ray, and the glory of my sunlift in their thoughts, and feel in their hearts the sweetness of my love, and in their acts my power's miraculous drive. My will shall be the meaning of their days. Living for me, by me, in me they shall live. In the heart of my creation's mystery, I will enact the drama of thy soul, inscribe the long romance of thee and me. I will pursue thee across the centuries. Thou shalt be hunted through the world by love. Naked of ignorance protecting veil, and without covert from my radiant gods. No shape shall screen thee from my divine desire. Nowhere shalt thou escape my living eyes. In the nudity of thy discovered self, in a bare identity with all that is, disrobed of thy covering of humanity, divested of the dense veil of human thought, made one with every mind and body and heart, made one with all nature and with self and God, summing in thy single soul my mystic world, I will possess in thee my universe. The universe find all I am in thee. Thou shalt bear all things, that all things may change. Thou shalt fill all with my splendor and my bliss. Thou shalt meet all with thy transmuting soul. Assailed by my infinitudes above, and quivering in immensities below, pursued by me through my mind's wall-less vast, oceanic with the surges of my life, a swimmer lost between two leaping seas, by my outer pains and inner sweetnesses, finding my joy in my opposite mysteries, thou shalt respond to me from every nerve. A vision shall compel thy coursing breath. Thy heart shall drive thee on the wheel of works. Thy mind shall urge thee through the flames of thought to meet me in the abyss and on the heights, to feel me in the tempest and the calm, and love me in the noble and the vile, in beautiful things and terrible desire. The pains of hell shall be to thee my kiss. The flowers of heaven persuade thee with my touch. My fiercest masks shall my attractions bring. Music shall find thee in the voice of swords. Beauty pursue thee through the core of flame. Thou shalt know me in the rolling of the spheres, and cross me in the atoms of the whirl. The wheeling forces of my universe shall cry to thee the summons of my name. Delight shall drop down from my nectarous moon. My fragrance sees thee in the jasmine's snare. My eye shall look upon thee from the sun. Mirror of nature's secret spirit made, thou shalt reflect my hidden heart of joy. Thou shalt drink down my sweetness unalloyed in my pure lotus cup of starry brim. My dreadful hands laid on thy bosom shall force thy being bathed in fiercest longings streams. Thou shalt discover the one and quivering note, and cry the harp of all my melodies, and roll my foaming wave in seas of love. Even my disaster's clutch shall be to thee the ordeal of my rapture's contrary shape. In pain self shall smile on thee my secret face. Thou shalt bear my ruthless beauty unabridged amid the world's intolerable wrongs, trampled by the violent misdeeds of time, cry out to the ecstasy of my rapture's touch. All beings shall be to thy life my emissaries, drawn to me on the bosom of thy friend, compelled to meet me in thy enemy's eyes. My creatures shall demand me from thy heart. Thou shalt not shrink from any brother soul. Thou shalt be attracted helplessly to all. Men, seeing thee, shall feel my hands of joy. In sorrow's pangs, feel steps of the world's delight. Their life experience its tumultuous shock in the mutual craving of two opposites. Hearts touched by thy love shall answer to my call. Discover the ancient music of the spheres in the revealing accents of thy voice, and nearer draw to me because thou art. Enamored of thy spirit's loveliness, they shall embrace my body in thy soul. Here in thy life, the beauty of my love, know the thrilled bliss with which I made the worlds. All that thou hast shall be for others' bliss. All that thou art shall to my hands belong. I will pour delight from thee as from a jar. I will whirl thee as my chariot through the ways. I will use thee as my sword and as my lyre. I will play on thee my minstrelsies of thought. And when thou art vibrant with all ecstasy, and when thou livest one spirit with all things, then will I spare thee not my living fire, but make thee a channel for my timeless force. My hidden presence led thee unknowing on. From thy beginning in earth's voiceless bosom, through life and pain and time and will and death, through outer shocks and inner silences, along the mystic roads of space and time, to the experience which all nature hides. Who hunts and seizes me, my captive grows. This shalt thou henceforth learn from thy heartbeat. Forever love, O beautiful slave of God. O lasso of my rapture's widening noose, become my cord of universal love. The spirit ensnared by thee, forced to delight of creation's oneness, sweet and fathomless, compelled to embrace my myriad unities and all my endless forms and divine souls. O mind, grow full of the eternal peace. O Word, cry out the immortal litany. Built is the golden tower, the flame child born.